You're listening to The Right Women Podcast, a platform created for Black Caribbean female writers and authors who audioscribe their origin stories and their journeys to authorship. I'm your host and storyteller, Empress Zynga. Hey, what's up, bookworms? It has been an amazing season. We've traveled to Trinidad, St. Lucia, Jamaica, and Barbados. I don't know if I have a favorite episode of any of the chapters. However, one main thing that came out of all the conversation is to get your stuff edited. Whether you have beta readers or if you have a group of professional editors that will objectively look over your work, it is important to go through drafts. You have to be comfortable with being a great rewriter because that's how you get to be a great writer. April L. Thomas and Sonia Williams in chapters 1 and 3 were open to showing us how they found their voices as writers and what they went through mentally in their lives to keep them going. Research, 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 and then research some more. Places, things, people, journeys, history, culture, research it and embody it. More on that was from Naila Imoja from Barbados and Taitu Heron from Jamaica, both in episodes 8 and 10, respectively. Also, it's okay to be vulnerable and to share your story and the stories of others. We heard that from Adziko Simba Gigile from Jamaica in Chapter 2 and Tamika Castillo from Trinidad in Chapter 4. It makes people understand that you are not alone with what you're going through and to have empathy for the human experience. Dr. Karen Lord in Chapter 5 gave her views on that. Finally, always be open to have fun, experimental, and fearless when writing for children. That came from Dawn French from St. Lucia, Chapter 6, and Shakira Bourne and Linda Dean, both from Barbados, Chapter 9 and 7, respectively. You got a real nice feel on the different techniques they use to get their children's books and workshops out to children to see the beauty of literature. One of my favorite moments is the adding to the digital bookshelf from guests, and we now have numerous books, probably more because Dr. Lord gave us a link to a website full of sci-fi books. You can visit the bookshelf at empresszynga.com/the right women podcast and scroll down to see, click to find, and even purchase the books mentioned by our featured guests. Speaking of which, I think I'll now add my 3 books, and possibly as future chapters and books end, I'll continue to add my 3 at the end of those as well. The first book is by my favorite author, Kamau Brathwaite, called Barbadian Poems. I made mention of this book because it saved my life. I was doing my master's not too long ago, and I was writing about how the voice is important to the human experience. The book has been laid out in such a way that you can see how we say things on paper. It was the first time I actually recognized my linguistic self on paper. It was beautiful, and understanding the history of the voice, which, P.S., is another word by Kamau, that we have to understand as artists and by extension writers that our voice matters, especially when it comes to nation language. We look down on ourselves as Caribbean people way too much, and reading those 2 books are what drove me to appreciate myself as a Black Caribbean woman a lot more. The second book is not Caribbean, but I'm actually finishing it right now, and it's called Change Your Game by Baiju Solanke, and I met him 2 years ago at the Caribbean Startup Summit. I think that this book is great for any entrepreneur or creative arts entrepreneur because it looks and deals with things dealing with money, fear, how we look at business from a community aspect. And I think it will be helpful for those who are having a publishing business, whether you're a publisher or somebody who's writing books to be published, to understand that if you're creating a product or a service, that you are now a business. Not a lot of people attack this idea with fervor because we are more concerned with the creation aspect. On this podcast, a lot of these authors speak about the idea of publishing yourself and getting your work out there, especially if you're self-publishing. So take a look at this book. Also, coming down to the end, I haven't read the final chapter as yet, but I did take a sneak peek, and he speaks about how to actually write a book. So if you're now beginning, I think it will be helpful. So take a look. My final book would be Melissa Sunflower, written by yours truly. This is my very first book, and it was self-published this year, 2019. It is currently on Amazon, and I wrote this book because, one, there is a heavy need for Caribbean children's literature and representation for Black children in literature. Melissa Sunflower is a fairy who lives in a place called Fairy Valley, right here in Barbados, and unfortunately, she ain't got no wings. She is bullied and teased a lot because she's different, and it's only because of her love of language and being a poet that she finds her voice. I kind of fussy, aka excited, to say that I dedicated and sent this to Kamau, and he really, really loves it. I'm over the moon, guys. If you would like to purchase a copy, you can also send me an email here at therightwomenpodcast@gmail.com. I will also leave a link to the book to the Amazon page on the website, as well as in the show notes, so I can sort y'all out. Finally, I want to give a really big shout out to the audience. That's you, everybody, who has been here with me every single Write Wednesday as I type away on this typewriter and print off some of the completed chapters each week. Your support has been great. I've got some amazing feedback, and one of the writers, Shakira Bourne, who was on the podcast, actually told me that somebody reached out to her for work and to collaborate because of the podcast. So I'm very, very happy for that. As for the new season, book 2, the production team and I are looking to come back in February on National Fairy Tale Day. I've already started recording for that season, so if there's anybody out there who's interested, you are an author and you want to get on the podcast, or if you know somebody who would be a great fit for the podcast, send me an email at therightwomenpodcast@gmail.com with your bio, the work you've done, the books you've published, and why you want to be on the podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, share it anywhere online. Share it to friends or family members. Leave me a review on iTunes. If you are on CastBox as well, you can also leave a review and a rating there as well. Let me know what you think, guys. I would really appreciate it. And also, it will help other Caribbean people find this podcast. You know, there are a lot of Caribbean podcasts out there, but we don't know them because people don't share them as much as we should. So let everybody know about the podcast. And thank you for being here. It was a pleasure being your host and introducing you to some amazing Black Caribbean women authors. I'm Empress Zynga from Barbados, and I will be seeing you in the next chapter. Happy 2020. Hey, bookworms, what's going on? Thanks for listening to the show. If you want to learn more about the podcast, you can visit empresszynga.com/therightwomenpodcast. That's Empress, Z-I-N-G-H-A, to see our growing digital bookshelf and past episodes. You can also drop us a line at therightwomenpodcast@gmail.com. I've been your host and storyteller, Empress Zynga from Barbados, reminding you to always believe in your magic. See you next chapter.